This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have a new text message.
What can we solve for you today? Got some issue in your life? You always bring it to Text Roulette, 414-432-1099. It's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. We're going to spin the roulette wheel and get
let's do it.
We get a lot of text messages today, but you never know where our wheel lands.
Nine.
Oh, I'm like in the 30s. Now I got to go back. Number nine. Okay, thanks, voice lady.
I know, sometimes it spins really high, spins really low. Make sure you hit refresh. We're going to get to your questions. I know we had a couple more that just came in this morning.
Number nine is... All right, this is a little bit longer. But you know what? We always like the backstory. It gives you a little more info, right?
I like more information, yeah.
Okay. The text that has come in, we'll share with you, Mixed Family, see if you can help this listener out. One of my friends I've had for many years used to be so kind and thoughtful, but now she's changed. Dun, dun, dun. She's not mean, but she's become harsh about the world. She has no sympathy for people who are struggling and believes that everyone, quote unquote, gets what they deserve.
Ouch.
With a frowny face.
Jeez.
I've tried to push back, but she just shrugs it off. Is this an argument I'm never going to win? Should I end this friendship we've had for almost 30 years? That is the question in Text Roulette. So kind of a relationship question with a friend. We seem to be having a lot of those relationship questions, but this one deals with a friend. All and of a sudden, it sounds like it's gotten bitter.
Yeah,
over time
and
here.
As time has gone on, too, it sounds like this person's getting a little jaded. And look, I'm sorry for this mixed listener. I'm sorry to hear that your friendship is going through a rough patch.
It's bad.
And I can understand, too, when you have, like, longevity with a friend and that built-in years and years of equity, you feel that loyalty to them. You feel like, well, we've been through so much and they know me so well and you want to be there for them. But anyone that's getting your time or getting your energy should be filling your cup, not draining it.
Boom. Oh, love that.
And it's one of those situations where you have to sit there and go, how do I feel when I'm about to get together with that person? How do I feel when I'm with them? And how do I feel when I leave? If you leave that situation and you're feeling more drained, then it is time to start. I don't think you have to have a big declaration of we're not friends anymore, because I don't think that's the case.
You've got to change your friendship a little bit, your relationship, how you talk to them.
Yes. Yeah. And you should be surrounding yourself with people that are going to build you up and not bring you down.
I wonder if anybody else
in
has
general,
had this.
Work, professional, personal. Yeah. Whatever that may be. Life is too short. Time is too short. You talk about the friend being jaded. Look what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
There's a lot of negativity.
That's what it sounds like.
Don't bring that into your life. Don't let that infiltrate you. Doesn't mean that your friend is a bad person. It just means perhaps you're looking at the world a little differently.
Yeah,
put your oxygen mask on first.
She's become harsh about the world. No sympathy for people. I've tried to push back. She just shrugs it off. Is this an argument I'm never going to win? Should I end this friendship we've had for almost 30 years? It almost sounds like our texter is saying, I might want to just move on because of the negativity. Maybe you have been through something like this. Has anybody had this type of situation with a friend that you've had for a long time, and then all of a sudden there's a change? What do you do about it?
Well, and
you sit down with that friend, or do you go, you know what, it's not worth my time. I'm just going to step away from this friendship.
And have a conversation if you would like. Have a conversation. Go into it with, you know, not anger, not judgment, but with love and concern. And
just be careful.
And just say, hey, I'm worried about you. You know, are there other things going on? And you seem like you're kind of down lately. And maybe have that conversation, because perhaps they aren't aware of it.
I mean, sure, yeah.
Think about it. Like, if you had recorded this friend and played it back for them, like an athlete watching game film, would they look at that?
I do.
But would they be appalled? I'm not saying you're going to record them secretly, but like maybe they don't know how they're actually sounding, and they're just in that cycle of complaining or perhaps.
Could be.
So you could have that conversation too. But
414.
I think you got to look at like who's adding to your life or who's taking away from your life.
I like that. The fill your cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. 414-432-1099. What's your advice? Should this person, end this friendship they've had for almost 30 years? Decades, she says, and almost 30 years. Should she end it or he end it? Not sure if it's a he or she, but should they end it with this person, with their friend? Because their friend has become kind of jaded, harsh about the world. That's the text roulette this morning. 414-432-1099. What's your thoughts? Let us know. It's The Mix.
We're going to get to your text and your calls and your advice coming up, but first, a quick break from our sponsors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Text roulette this morning. My friend is kind of cruel. Should I end the friendship we've had for almost 30 years? Hey, who's this?
This is Anthony.
Hey, Anthony. Thanks for calling in to help out this Mix listener. You got Elizabeth and Radar here on the Mix. What do you think?
Hello. Well, I think that she should probably distance herself from that relationship, because my parents always taught us to always meet new people, new cultures and everything, because you never know when you're going to lose someone, fall out with someone, they're going to die, they're going to move away, or whatever the case may be. And sometimes you just can't be with someone forever.
Yeah, life is too short, you're saying.
It's
too
short, you know, and negativity brings you down. I like the way you said that. If it drains your energy, you know, it's time to, like, move on. I mean, not like you're going to not like that person anymore or that person be your friend. You're just not going to have a social connection with them on a ongoing regular basis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. And what I get the sense is, I get the sense that this mixed listener is feeling so loyal to this person with a 30-year relationship and friendship. There is that loyalty there. There is that appreciation of what that person was. But life change, people change, circumstance change. And if a friendship's going to work, energy has to match. And a lot of time proximity has to work out. And if those things aren't aligned, it's not that this person's bad, but you need to take care of yourself first.
Anthony, have you ever had to do that with a former friend or anybody in your life?
Yes, even family member.
Oh.
Whoa, that gets really deep with the family.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, you just, you know, if that person is always wanting something, you know, it's like take, you know, always in need of something. I mean, after a while, you're kind of like, you're bringing this on yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you know, and then lies, you know. Yeah. Unsolicited lies. I mean,
no time for that.
You just get to the point. It's like, you know, I know your moves, and your moves aren't doing anything to help me or help yourself or whatever. So just got to move on. Love you, but see you at a family event.
I was going to ask if you see this person, but yeah, just at the events and that's it. You don't like try and converse too much with that person outside of those family events.
No, I'm one of those that I can draw a line in the sand and hold on to it.
You want to be happy. Anthony wants to be happy.
Yeah. Anthony, thanks so much for speaking your truth and helping out a mixed listener.
Yep. Have a good one.
Yeah, you as well. And we're talking about this text roulette this morning. Basically, the summary is that this person has changed. This person's gotten a little jaded.
A little bitter.
Bitter towards the world. Mm-hmm. And this friend, with over 30 years of this friendship, is feeling like, I don't know if I want to be around this person. Am I ever going to win this argument? And here's a text that we have that says, I've been in a similar situation, and it wasn't because they were necessarily to blame, but I also changed and grew. I still maintain a friendship with the person, but it's at a further arm's length.
Kind of like just what Anthony said. Hey, we'll see you at the family reunions, but we're not hanging out and talking other than that.
If nothing directly hurtful has happened to you, you don't have to completely cut them off or cut them out, but just change how you interact with the person too.
Yeah. And sometimes a break heals those types of friendships. Sometimes just stepping away might be the solution. Maybe that would happen.
Here's another great message that we received. And let's wrap up with this one.
Okay.
This is from Bayview Boomer Lori. This is a quote that they just heard. Sometimes the people you wanted to be a part of your story are only meant to be a chapter.
And turn the page on them.
Ooh.
That's some good advice right there.
Great advice. Thank you all so much for being a part of this and helping out the mixed listener this morning. That's what we love about Text Roulette. And we do this every morning. So if you want your question to be thrown out there on the radio, send it in now. You can text it in at 414-432-1099.